In conclusion, our bombers, your bombers, functioned magnificently. The crews operated them with consummate skill and conspicuous bravery. The B-25 was selected for this mission because it was the best airplane in America for the particular job. That means the best in the world. Past wars have been won on the battlefields. This war is being fought not only on the battlefield, but in the shop and at the desk. That country, or those countries, that can produce and man the greatest number of the best warplanes the quickest, will win. And remember, it doesn't make a bit of difference whether you're in the cockpit of an airplane or at the bench. If you do your job the best you can, your contribution toward the winning of the war is the same. Thanks for some swell airplanes.
That's what General Doolittle and his men think of the B-25. Now, by means of KMVC's portable transcription facilities, let's see what the men and women who build these bombers have to say.
Here we are at the North American plant, birthplace of the B-25, standing in a location known as the Final Assembly Line. From this place, we can see all kinds of airplanes in the various stages of completion. And just ahead of us, the giant door that swings open and sends these planes on into the air and into the battle zones, wherever they may be. Picking up in the microphone, I imagine the various effects of the industrial activity here as these planes are being completed, ready to be taken by our flyers into all of the battle zones all over the world. And standing around us now are some of the workers, the people who are putting these B-25s together, people whose lives now are dedicated to the purpose of keeping them flying. Next to us now is Mr. George Oakes, who is a carpenter here. About how long have you been a carpenter, Mr. Oakes?
25 years.
25 years, that's a long time. How old are you?
60.
And how long have you been working here for North America?
8 and 8.
Mr. Oakes, 8 and 8. That'd be about 2.5 months, then.
2.5 months.
can you remember the first time you ever saw an airplane in your life?
That's about 25 years ago.
About 25 years ago. It doesn't look much like the ones we got nowadays, does it?
No, indeed.
Did you ever think you'd see the day when you'd be building them?
I never did.
How was it? A little strange to begin with?
It sure was.
What kind of work do you work with here at North American building these B-25s?
Balsam.
Balsam wood. That's a very light wood, isn't it?
Yes.
Did you ever work with it before you came here?
Never did.
Getting along all right now, though, aren't you?
Fine.
Well, here's something I'd like to know, and I know our listeners would, too. How do you feel when you know that the planes that you're building are being used by our flyers to bomb the enemies?
Well, I hope to see how soon they'll complete it and get it over with.
Bomb them right off the earth, is that it?
That's it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Oakes. Good luck to you in your work, and believe you me, every one of us are with you. Over here, underneath the tail assembly of one of these huge planes, it's in an incompleted stage, is a young lady who works here at North American on these B-25s. What is your name?
Maureen Rule.
And how long you been building these planes?
3 months.
What kind of work do you do here?
Engine assembly.
Engine assembly. How'd you ever get started in that kind of work?
I've always liked mechanical work.
Uh-huh. Did you know anything about mechanics before you came to North American?
Yes. I helped my stepfather work on cars at home, and then I've taken a mechanical course before I came to North America.
Mechanically inclined, in other words. Well, do you mind getting all greasy and dirty? Does that bother
you
at all?
Not a bit. I think it's a pleasure.
You really do? Well, that's fine. Say, Maureen, what do you think when you see one of these finished planes head off for battle?
I wish they'd forget I was a woman and let me fly them.
Oh, you want to be a flyer. Have you ever flown a plane?
Yes, sir.
And you have a pilot's license?
Private.
Well, I see. How did you happen to start working for North America?
Well, I've always loved airplanes, and I built models when I was a little tot. Then after I got big enough and thought they wouldn't let me build them, or wouldn't let me fly them, so I'd have to be content and help them build them.
In other words, you want to build the planes that the men are flying to bomb the enemy.
That's right.
I understand that you have several service stripes that you've gotten while you've been working here.
Yes, sir, I have 12.
12 service stripes. I wonder if you'll tell our listeners how these North American B-25 builders get service stripes and what the service stripes are.
With a pleasure. Our service stripes are calluses that we get on our hands from handling our wrenches and our tools. and from working hard to build a B-25 so we can get rid of our enemies.
That's fine. The more service stripes, the less enemies we have.
That's right.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to talk with you. Over here is Harold Groover, who is another of these B-25 builders. Mr. Groover, how long have you been working for North American Aviation?
A little over 5 months.
What was your occupation or profession before you started building planes?
I'm an ordained minister of the gospel.
You're a minister, and how did you ever happen to start working for North American?
I was pastor of a church in Buffalo, South Dakota, and some of my men were being drafted, and others were leaving for defense work. And so I thought it'd be a good idea for me to get into defense work, too, and at the same time continue preaching and just do my part in the war.
You want to build planes during the weekdays and spread the gospel on Sunday.
That's right.
Well, did you ever have any aircraft mechanical experience before you started to build these B-25?
No, I never did have. I've been mechanically inclined, but that's as far as it went.
Well, Reverend Groover, I understand that every time the big back doors of this plant are open, it means another B-25 is to have a shot at Hitler. How does it make you feel to see these finished planes leave the plant and head for the battle zone?
I like to see them roll out. It gives me a rather peculiar feeling to think of the death and destruction it's going to bring to people. But that's the only way we can win this war, so the faster we can get them out, the better it pleases me.
Well, there's your answer, Mr. and Mrs. America. Those are the thoughts and the feelings of the people who are turning out the planes that are being flown by our brothers, our sons in the Army, men who, in the days to come, will make these planes ring bombs down on every enemy of democracy.
Yes, a big step is being taken towards victory with each bomber that rolls off the assembly lines of North America. B-25 bombers, whose cargoes of destruction for Hitler, Hirohito, and the like, are necessary to win this war. But where do you come in? Let's join the crew of a B-25, possibly just after the takeoff, from Shangri-La.
Well, boys, it won't be long now till we'll be laying these eggs on Tokyo.
And if we do a good job on Tokyo, maybe we'll get a crack at Berlin.
That'd sure be swell.